This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tonga Valoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tonga Valoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
I figure you'd be more enthusiastic that Tua's back.
Leroy's back!
I was just
a little late,
and I know you got to go after the segment, so I figured
I accidentally X'd out of the wrong stuff.
Gotcha.
That's why
you guys thought
I was gone.
I gotcha.
But I was not gone, because here's the other thing I don't want to do. You got to wait forever for the actual surgery. They bring you back. You got to wait an hour or so, whatever.
Yep.
I'm not going wait for the wait.
Yep.
So I'm getting there at 12.
We got
there. Who knows what Fonz is doing? So it's going to take forever to get him. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
He's my ride.
So he's not ready to go?
No. You'll understand with your kids as they get older. Ready to them means, all I have to do is use the bathroom and put my shoes on.
Fair enough.
But that's not ready.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Heat start their season tomorrow against the Orlando Magic at the Kaseya Center. I'll be boots on the ground for that one. Coverage on
you will.
560 begins at 5:45. This is, of course, Pat Riley court day. Alonzo Mourning will join us in the 12 o'clock hour today. We'll talk to Zoe.
D-Wade coming to town?
I think he is. His statue day is Sunday.
Yeah.
They unveiled the statue on Sunday. So, yeah, I would imagine he's going to come for Pat Riley Day.
Right.
I think so.
What would I ask Zoe? Zoe, he doesn't, he talks to the players, but he don't really, work with the players. And I can't think of a guy that the Heat have had that have been similar to the way Zoe does things other than Hassan Whiteside. All the bigs that have come out lately have been more
He was the one, don't forget, Leroy, he was the guy. He told us about, remember we asked him about Bam after his rookie year?
Oh, yeah. He said he's going to be all-time great.
He said he was going to be an all-time. I was like, because, we were big Bam fans and whatnot. But he laid it out there before he was even a thing.
To the point where we were like, okay, team player,
Love it.
He wasn't wrong.
He nailed it. He sounded like a prophet. The Boston Celtics, they will start defending their championship tonight. Joe Mazzulla. Celtics head coach, would you like to hear his thoughts on the Celtics' pressure of repeating?
Hair.
Yeah, would you like to hear?
Do you feel to kind of maximize this opportunity that you have with this group?
Zero. No pressure. We're all going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore, so there's zero pressure. You're either going to win or you're not. And when you win, you try to forget about it a week later, and when you lose, you try to forget about it a week later. And so it's not pressure, it's an opportunity. And we have an opportunity here over the next few years, however long we're together. I've said this in the past, we have an opportunity to carry the organization forward, to double down on the tradition and the history of what this organization has. And what else would you expect than someone expecting you to win all the time? I wouldn't want someone expecting me to lose all the time. That would be debilitating. So we have an expectation to win. We have great character, great talent, and you know, we just have to work to maximize that, and we're going to rely on the players to do that.
Man, what a perfect Coach Speak answer, except for the beginning.
Did he just say what I just heard?
Zero pressure. We're all going to be dead soon. Doesn't matter.
What?
Right.
Hey, wait. What? Do you know something I don't?
Hey, I tell you what he eliminated. Hey, I tell you what he eliminated. Follow-up questions.
Joe, never mind. It doesn't.
And he might have been the youngest person in the building.
Yeah. He is. Yeah, he's very young.
He's very young.
He's like, hey, what do I care?
And exactly he's an odd bird for sure.
Very odd.
Really?
He's like, I always check where the exits are. Like, that dude, you're never going to sneak up on Joe Mazzulla.
Oh, I do that too, though.
You can even say, wait. You see his like, eyes, right? Show him back.
Oh, he's darting. He's like, what's going on in the background? What's going on?
Dude. Okay. Look. Exit on left. Exit on right. Look.
All right. He's got a recorder, not a machete. All right.
I don't blame him. I do the same thing.
Don't have to do the death grip on him. All right. Coach speak. I said the dead thing.
He's like, if he puts that thing any closer, I'm going to give him the 5-step chop, whatever they call that from Kill Bill.
Wow. All right.
He does look very intense, though. His eye movements are very intense. Right. But hey,
I would dig him if he's not the Celtics coach. Definitely. He likes fighting. I know he's like a big jujitsu guy. But unfortunately,
I mean, so Spo, you see those moves he put in like last game?
Come on!
No, what about the high kick? Right?
Oh, that was amazing. Got on his pony.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Wait, Celtics.
And if you ask him, he'll deny everything. I'm like, Spo, we have footage.
Oh my God, that was crazy. He goes, oh, is this a meme? No, dude, never mind.
I'm like staring at him. I'm like, are you bleeping kidding me?
he's looking over to Tim Donovan. He goes, Tim, you know about this? Tim's like, nah. I'm like,
yeah. Tim's going. <I'm> like, he said, we got a pool in the back.
Oh man, Panthers, they're on the ice tonight. You of course can hear that 560 WQAM. They take on the Wild 6:30. Matthew Tkachuk is back. He said to reporters today, Leroy, he was not sick. He had a procedure. So whatever it was, he's back.
How long has it been? A week?
Yeah.
Appendix?
I don't know.
Something like that's what that sounds like. Something along those lines, right?
Pretty wild.
Because if it was something serious, like if he had a hernia or something like that, he'd still be out.
Tua Tagovailoa, of course, he met with reporters yesterday. A couple things that of note, he will resume practice tomorrow. He says he's been throwing for 5 weeks. He's basically been symptom-free since the Bills game. So he's been working with athletic trainers.
The Bills game was the symptom.
Yeah.
Right.
Says he remembers everything from the hit. The only thing really a football note that he said, besides being pissed about all the concussion coverage, is he definitely feels like he's not going to run anymore. Like, right. He was like, I got to be smart about that, which is all I wanted in the first place.
But here's
except it was Frog Boy's fault because he wanted him to be mobile.
Hold on. Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Statue back.
Right? You understand. If it's 3rd and 4 and Tua sees a gap, he gonna go for it.
We'll get him on 4th and 3.
Now, you're saying that.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you right now. I don't want him to run.
Okay.
I don't want him to run.
But as a competitor,
mm-hmm.
He gonna go try to get that first.
If it is the playoffs on the line.
But it doesn't matter what the circumstances. You don't turn it up and down like that.
Yeah.
He's a hard competitor, you're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't say, oh, I'm a competitor. I want to get the first. Oh, time and place.
Tell him.
So silly.
I'm just telling you.
He's not fast. Why do we want him to run?
I don't want him to run. Do you not want him to be a competitor?
Uh-huh. I would take Tua Tagovailoa throwing 4 yards blindfolded. Rather than have him run 4 yards. I'm sure he's going to anticipate and throw it into a tight window. And he could do it no-look style. I would rather that than him have to run 4 yards.
Jennifer, I would appreciate it if no beverages were consumed while I'm watching you.
Right.
Why?
The worst. Because it looked delicious. I don't even know what it is. You got a little candy cane straw or something.
It's a smoothie.
It's actually a smoothie and you would hate everything that's in here.
No,
so it's fine.
Yes, Leroy would eat arugula right now.
Yep, I'm contemplating going outside and chewing my arugula. I got my backyard.
There's actually spinach in here, so y'all probably hate it.
No, but they don't like when they put spinach in a smoothie. It doesn't taste like spinach.
Strawberries.
See, the strawberries sweeten it up. Popsicle.
Apples. That's what I said.
Oh, apples. I thought you said popsicles.
Wow, you know
what that sounds like.
Delicious.
That sounds like an activation smoothie. Like you're going to be on the second floor in about 25 minutes. Apples.
She's going to be for the 12 o'clock hour.
Oh, a banana.
My thing is this. The defense has held up their side of the bargain.
Definitely.
Right? And the team has run the ball effectively.
Yep.
So this is like a kind of a different situation than when you say Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets, right?
Yeah.
Everything else is Tua's out.
100%. That's why when I was laughing yesterday with Mike Bedell, I was like, I told the team he's not the savior. I'm like, listen, maybe saviors are strong.
To yourself.
Yeah. Maybe savior is a strong word, but he better fix it because we need him.
And we don't even need, like, you know what needs to be done?
First downs.
Tua has no need being a jackass right now.
I apologize.
Tua can keep everybody engaged. Like, at some point during these last 4 or 5 weeks, Tyreek and Waddle have to be sick of running sprints.
Yep.
Like, they're the crumb getters.
12 decoys a game.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So I think from that standpoint, they're going to be energized. And while you were out, you saw what Jonnu could do.
Yep.
And then you got your stuff you do in the backfield. So, like, I don't think, like, I might agree with you guys what the first pass needs to be.
Let the big cat run.
We call that 999.
Yep. Let
all go.
Let the cheetah loose. Let him go. That building will explode on Sunday if that's the first thing that happens.
Even if it's incomplete.
That's the first throw for sure.
Yeah.
First play.
I mean,
10-yard scramble.
No!
Right up the middle, baby!
No!
First down!
He did that last year, or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He did that Sunday Night Football. He came out and he tried to lay the wood on somebody on a run.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel was asked about that yesterday, and you can see him going,
mm-mm.
He gave him the old Marcos. Mm-mm. They don't
I tell you
run
what
anymore.
I tell you what. There should be some team fines on that.
What?
Oh, we would do that. No. It cost me $1,000 for every fumble.
Oof.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Yeah, can you do
it?
Is that legal?
No, you just donate the money to charity, dude.
No. Seems like a Belichick workaround.
Seemed like I bought charity a car. Just saying.
Take a break. Back with more shenanigans after
that. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
This.
Excuse me,
Nugget. Yes. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy done for the show today, and he will be back hopefully tomorrow. Wishing him all the best as he's getting a little procedure done today. So hopefully everything goes smoothly for our guy, and we'll talk to him tomorrow. You know he doesn't like to miss work. He's. I'm like, you know, you could take a day. He goes. And do what?
Yeah.
He's kind of got that. He's got that Missoula in him.
Oh, he's tough.
Tough. Oh, Cristobal, tough.
Tough.
I was listening to Cristobal yesterday. I was getting fired up for Canes FSU. Oh, I cannot wait.
We owe them a bludgeoning, dude.
Agreed.
I don't want to just win. I need 73 points.
Just lay it on them, dude. That's what I need. Yeah. Man. Go in there, and you know it's nice to have a softball every now and then, because you know we've had some tough road trips, Marcos, and so it's nice to have a nice little easy landing at home to right the ship on things. Maybe get some freshmen some work, later on in the game.
That'd be great. That would be great. You know, I'm always dying to see Chris Johnson Jr. fast.
You do like him.
So can I ask you a question about this FSU game?
Mm-hmm.
Is this statement game, TCB, or don't lose?
This game?
Yeah.
Don't lose.
Don't lose. Okay.
Don't lose.
I think that's pretty fair.
All right. Yeah, because take care of business doesn't feel like it does enough justice. We can't just go out and come out with a win. We need to beat them. Statement game, I would have been leaning towards that. Make a statement, but you know, it's FSU. Were they like 1-6, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, 1-6 or 1-5. The only team they beat, I think they barely beat Cal.
Ah.
They barely beat Cal, but they've been getting the snot kicked out of them every single week. Every single week.
Love
terrible.
It.
And you're just riding high right now, baby. That's how it is for the Miami Hurricanes. Meanwhile, the Dolphins, they saw their week 9 opponents. Is it week 9? Week 8? Week 9. Week 8. Saw last night the Arizona Cardinals beat the Los Angeles Chargers 17-15. Kyler Murray, I mean, he was scampering down that field really fast.
Yeah.
Really fast.
Mobile.
44-yard touchdown run by him?
Yes, indeed.
I mean, it was woo.
Mobile.
Yeah, you got to watch out for him, dude. Got to watch out for him. And then they set themselves up for a touchdown. There was a bit of like controversy because there were like a personal foul. I think it was on Marvin Harrison Jr.
Wow.
They hit him towards the sidelines, and it was helmet to helmet, so it gave him a fresh set of downs. And then they, I think Connor busted loose, and it set it up for the game-winning score. Game-winning field goal for that one. I think I was the only one who probably watched most of that game.
For sure.
Because it was on ESPN Plus, and everybody feels like they were like, why did they put a game on ESPN Plus at the same time as ESPN? It makes no sense why ESPN did that.
Really doesn't make sense.
Really weird. Nothing that's a little bit weird of making head sense of is Tua. Tua, he was asked yesterday about, what does he feel about playing and being a player who's more at risk than other players that are out there? And he said that he is willing to play the odds in playing the game. Here was Tua.
How much risk do we take when we get up in the morning to go drive to work? Get into a car crash, maybe. I don't know. Everything, I think, takes risk. So to answer that question, every time we all suit up, we're all taking a risk that we could potentially get hurt, whether it's a concussion, a broken bone, anything. You get up off of the bed the wrong way, you potentially could risk you spraining your ankle. There's just risk in any and everything. And I'm willing to play the odds. That's it.
There you go. He was very, very done with all the questions about his future and about if he's going to play.
Everything, if you notice, was like, had like a kind of like a dark tone to it. Like,
it did have, just, like, everything was life.
Everything
or death.
Was, yeah. Everything was kind of dark.
You could,
and
crash
that's how
today.
Over it he really is.
Oh, okay.
I guess you could. I mean, as opposed to it, we could, but I mean,
yeah, I mean,
if we were to go by track record, you've been in 4 crashes over the last 2 years. That's a lot of crashes.
That's a lot of crashes.
A lot of death.
A lot of crashes. I don't wish that on anybody, but you would agree that the odds of getting into pretty critical crashes are more of a frequent occurrence with him.
Yeah.
That's why it's a thing. I understand he doesn't want to be in this spot where he's treated differently. I definitely understand that frustration because it definitely feels like he did not feel the ill effects of this one like he did the last time around. I don't know what the Dolphins are supposed to do in that situation, you know, because he very clearly was frustrated by this process and the team is basically telling you too bad. Mm. And this is good. If this does, I hope it never happens again. I hope Tua is right. I hope the odds are forever in his favor and that he never gets another concussion. I hope that's the case. However, the odds, which he likes to throw out there, for him, are greater because they typically are greater when you keep suffering concussions. And I don't know what the situation is going to be like for the team in that case, because there is an element of they have to look out for him. There is an element of, yeah, they have to look out for themselves to make it seem like they're doing everything they can to make sure that he's healthy. And eventually it does feel like it's going to come to a head where it's like, all right, well, does he just defy the team? Can he defy the team? You know, that I think is the interesting part of all this. Yeah. It seems to me a guy who felt fine for the last 5 weeks reminds me a little bit of Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh had his first blood clot issue. He was in the hospital. Second one, he'll tell you, felt fine. He was very frustrated that he felt like he wasn't allowed to play basketball, even though he felt fine. And it got to a pretty contentious place. We know where it all ended up going with him and the Miami Heat and then feeling like, oh, they just wanted Chris Bosh off the books. And it got to a pretty gnarly place for the organization and Chris Bosh's relationship. Thankfully, it's in a better place now. But I do wonder, with Tua sounding this way, I'm sure there was some ill will towards the media because he's tired of the over coverage. And I think, but I also feel like there was a little bit of, you know, annoyance with the organization because obviously this was a very big year, a big prove it year for the Dolphins. They stink right now. We just broke down why their quarterback play is a big, big reason he wasn't available. And it's the number one red flag of his career. There are others. I'm not saying he's a perfect player. We don't have to get into that debate today. It seems like a bit of a waste of time. But the number one red flag with this particular QB is durability. And is he going to be able to stay on the field? And for everybody who did have their concerns, they have, for right now, been proven correct because he wasn't able to stay on the field. He wasn't able to stay available for his team. And he knows that's part of the narrative. He can say that he blocks all this stuff out that he wants. Not true. He obviously is getting a lot of this. And it is feeling like it's getting to a place of contention for him. I don't know, though. I don't know if he's ever going to get his wish of he's going to be treated differently or like everybody else, because as it has been with everything in his career, he hasn't been treated like everybody else. And I don't know what the reason for that is or the recipe for that is or why it's gotten to that point, but it has. And I don't really know if there's any ability to go back to another way anymore. So we'll hear a little bit more from Tua coming on up. We have Miami Heat opening night tickets to give away. Alonzo Mourning is scheduled to join us in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Zoe about the great Pat Riley getting the court named after him. Lots more to get to back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take guys up until 2 here on the program. In the 1 o'clock hour, we are going to give away some Heat opening night tickets. Got 2 pairs to give away. Going to do some Pat Riley trivia for those who want to line up. You guys got to call 305-567-0560. Alonzo Mourning, he's scheduled to join us at about 12:15-ish today. We'll talk to the Heat legend. Looking forward to that. And lots more to get to. But let's get to the damage is done, my friend.
The damage gone, the damage done.
Marcos, I come to you with this. Appropriately, a Shams bomb.
Oh, all right.
Shams Charania, newly minted of ESPN.
Yes.
He tweets, 76ers, Joel Embiid, and Paul George are out for the opener against the Bucks on Wednesday. Embiid is progressing well and ramping up. Scrimmaging this week, he will not play this week. George will be reevaluated later this week. And I just got to tell you,
yeah,
this is why you could get the Miami Heat in their prime big three and put them in Philadelphia 76ers jerseys, and you can't trust what's going to happen with that organization. Almost like it's almost like a Dolphins like curse what goes on with them. It's really something. It's really something. But I look at all of these standings and all these projections that come out, and everybody has the Sixers. That's why I got so mad at Stan Van Gundy. Maybe too mad, but I got so mad at Stan Van Gundy, because the idea that you would trust Joel Embiid and Paul George. I get Maxie's awesome. Nobody's disputing Maxie's awesome. We all wake up in cold sweats saying Precious Achiuwa. We all have that feeling. But the idea that you could trust these guys to get through this marathon is crazy to me. The damage is done, my friend. Froggy?
Damage is done.
My damage is done goes to all of you.
What?
All of you Dolphins that tried to baby and coddle Tua. Oh, poor Tua needs to retire. Oh, we're tired of this. Look what you done did. Now we have an angry Tua. Now we have Tua not in his normal neighborhood-friendly Spider-Man red uniform. Now he's in his Black Venom run.
Wow.
Revenge tour?
Revenge tour for Tua.
Kind of like that.
If you think this man is going to stop, you got another thing coming. I'm calling it right here, right now. 400 yards in his return, with 75 of those being rushing yards.
Oh, that's
just
not gonna happen.
Just to show you guys.
Yeah, that's like me betting on Julian Hill.
Stop
okay.
Overspeaking. Really.
Julian Hill, old stone hands over there. Jeez Louise.
I got to say, he must be the greatest blocker in the plays he doesn't drop the football or get penalties on. Because, man, they play him a lot.
Indeed. It is really, really, really rough to watch.
It's the Miami. It really seems like when they gave him the George Kittle tapes,
yeah,
he only watched the mauling part and he skipped the playmaking part.
Has to be. Every time he drops a pass, I think of you immediately. I think of
everybody does. They're getting lit up. They're like, and the other thing is people were like hitting me up the other day. They're like, Tobes. They were happy because John Smith has said Tobes to tight end anytime touchdown, which I don't think is a bet you can make. I don't know, if at least on the Hard Rock, I don't think you could just bet any tight end.
Yeah.
Though it's the first Dolphins tight end to score a touchdown, I think, since in 2 years.
Absolutely.
But no, I don't have Jonnu Smith. Jonnu Smith's odds are completely reasonable. I keep betting Julian Hill, although his odds were the lowest it was this past week. I wasn't pleased with that because I was getting to the plus 2000s.
Yeah.
I'm hopefully going to be back there this week. Although we have another target gone because Braxton Berrios got hurt.
Ooh.
So that sucks.
Yeah,
I guess that's, you know, the one silver lining. You'll get Malik Washington maybe more in returns because he did some pretty exciting things in preseason, but I should stop getting excited about preseason. Anyway, Jennifer, what is your damage is done today?
So there's a lot of wars going on here in this office today.
Oh,
whoa, what do you mean?
It's like last week.
Spirit Week wars.
So there's like Spirit Week wars going on here, and people are getting a little too competitive.
Mm. Oh.
And everyone is walking around trying to steal ideas, trying to like one up the other studio with the decorations. Elsa and I are about to start a fight.
That's true.
I almost started a fight with Evie and Dee Dee earlier.
That's right.
Why are you going to fight them?
Because they're out here stealing. They're indulging in thievery, okay?
Man.
And
if I got to be honest, it seems like J-Fig is instigating a lot of these fights.
I really
She seems
no,
to be.
No, Elsa instigated it first.
That's true. Elsa has been watching. She even added more skeletons.
Yeah. And then, you know what? You know who really topped the cake for me?
What's that?
Was the shark... went a little too overboard. Ooh. With the spiders. A
lot of spiders.
And that's where the damage was done. And I think I'm going to back out of this because this is getting really intense.
Damage is done.
And I might have nightmares from this.
Yeah. It did get intense out in the hallway.
Yeah. It was pretty intense. Everyone decided to circle around us.
That was rough.
Yeah.
Karen says angry Tua tips 25% instead of 30.
Yeah.
We'll show you. Flanagan's guy.
He holds his honk a little when you the light screen, the guy in front of you hasn't gone quick enough. He holds his honk a little longer now.
Yep.
He's like, beep. Look at that. I'm dangerous now.
Tua holds the door open for you, but he gives you a side eye while he does it.
Yeah. Oof.
It's like, Tua, calm down, man.
And when you walk,
you by, have a nice day, sir.
You're welcome.
Man.
I said good day.
I like this, man. This is gonna be a new dark phase. Dolphins costing me a parlay. Damage is done to my parlay this weekend.
So. Tua's like, I'm no longer known for concussions. I'm just known for begrudging manners.
For being bad.
Yeah, I like it. He's just gonna be a grumpy old man now. Anytime he's just walking around. I kind of like this, though. I kind of like that he came out there as a matter of fact. Like, you know what? My choice.
Business.
What are you guys going to do about it? No guardian cap.
Tua is like walking into the building with Zach Sealer. He goes, watch this, Zach. And he's like, he's got some like gum wrapper. He goes, I'm going to litter. Right in the parking
lot. And then, of course, man up each of course.
And then like Zach Sealer, like, you know, we have like robot vacuums in the parking lot, right? He goes, well, it was there for a second.
Yeah. You know what happened here today.
I made that robot work.
Make a name.
Tell the people Tua made a mess.
Yeah.
Clean it up.
He's getting tough now, too. He's getting tough now.
Wow. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Dade Sal says Tua only buys you one Christmas present.
Ooh.
He goes,
ooh.
Guess what?
What
guys?
If he no longer is a Christmas person? Now he's just Halloween.
Don't be ridiculous.
Okay. It's not getting crazy.
It's not getting crazy.
Sorry.
He just gets
baby
you a
steps
gift card.
Thanksgiving.
That's rough.
He goes, I will say, it sounded like he kind of called out his teammates yesterday.
Oh.
Kind of. Like in a two away. Because he was basically like, it shouldn't all crumble with me gone, which made it kind of sound like he was calling his teammates out.
Wow.
For allowing it to get to this point. We'll play some of that sound for you coming on up. We got to take a break, though. But before we do, you know, they're trying to scare each other all over work. Scary times, man. Scary times over there.
It is indeed.
You don't want to go, you know, jumping around the corner going, boo.
Ah.
Scaring somebody, right?
Almost got me.
And you certainly don't want to be going, boo-hoo, in bed.
No. Oh.
What you do want to be doing.
Okay. I waited to see where he was going.
Is blue chew.
Oh.
In bed.
No,
you
want to
chew it. Then do it.
Oh,
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. They even got mint flavors. And the greatest thing about it is you don't got to go to the doctor, all right? You don't got to go to the pharmacy. Just gets delivered right to your door in a discreet package right there for you. And I got a great deal for all our listeners out there. No tricks. Just treats. All you got here right now, go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout, and you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. Just got to pay $5 for shipping. But you're getting your first month supply of Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY.
SHOWPONY.
So go to BlueChew.com today, use the promo code SHOWPONY, getting your first month free. That's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.